Saw our hero. He was in the secret Tao cluster getting schooled by the Jackals. After learning much, the data was dropped off in a secure, secret location. Leaving the secret Tao cluster, our hero jumps into hyperspace and decides to get some much-needed shut-eye.
Whew, I am beat. Alright, Lootbot, kick this bitch into hyperspace autopilot mode. I need to sleep for about 25 years.
Autopilot activated. Hyperdrive activated.
Damn, did these hyperspace sleep pods get smaller, or am I just putting on the pounds? I don't remember it being this snug in here. That's alright though. Snug as a bug in a rug, that's what I always say. It's time to get some sleepy sleep. What in the actual fuck? Lootbot, why is the emergency destruction sequence of the ship getting activated? I'm just trying to get some sleep, man. This is bullshit. We're supposed to be taking care of this kind of shit.
Sir, it appears our charting system is broken.
Our charting system? What does that even mean? I didn't even know the ship had a charting system. How do we fix it? We need to get this fixed. The ship's about to blow up, man.
Since you asked so kindly, I will abort the destruction sequence.
Yeah, that would probably be the thing to do, huh? Thanks. I can't even believe I have to ask you to not blow the ship up again. So how do we get this charting thing fixed?
We have to go to the chart store and get a piece to fix it.
The chart store, huh? Why do I have the feeling you're just messing with me now? Alright, well, Lootbot, take us to the chart store.
Pulling up all known locations of chart stores. There is one coming up here soon called Coin Hall.
Oh, nice. I used to know a Coin Hall back in the day. I wonder if it's the same people. Take us in, Lootbot.
Autopilot landing initiation sequence engaged.
Wow, this place is busy. There must be a lot of charting software on the fritz. All right, Lootbot, you stay here with the ship. I'm gonna go see if I can find out how we can get this shit fixed up. And I swear, Lootbot, if I come back and find out that you've been selling my weed to the locals again, we are gonna have problems. All right, pull out my map here. Just gotta find the Coin Hall store now. All right, this isn't that far. I should just be able to walk there. Let's go. Ah, here's the place. Hopefully somebody's home. Gotta get this charting software fixed so we can get out of here. Oh shit, I know you guys. Wish I would have known that when Lootbot was crashing us into shit. I mean, while we're here and you guys are getting the parts for the ship sorted out, why don't you sit down and have a chat. Tell me about your story. How'd you get here?
We started back in August, right? And then I think it was born of a necessity for myself and my friends. We were like, hey, there wasn't charts on Terra. There was Alpaca at the time, but the thing was that it wasn't in real time, right? So most things in there, you had to refresh the page to see the transaction history. And then most data on there wasn't in real time as well. And there wasn't candlestick charts. It was just a normal line chart. So it was born out of a need of my own to see how the Terra alts are performing. And of course, Luna itself. So that's where we started back in August. I created this charts. And then I shared it with amongst a few of my friends, and we were like, hey, why not share this with the community, this might be big, right? And luckily, the community picked up, and then now we have like, I think, around 100,000 monthly active users right now. Yeah, so.
Wow, that's epic. It's definitely the go-to for me and all of the different servers that I'm in. Like, you always see the coin haul links getting passed around of different charts and stuff when people ask.
Yeah, I mean, that's wonderful, right? Because we did absolutely no marketing since, you know, when we first started back in August. And then it was like, wow, it's like every day our users kept increasing, you know. More people kept finding out about us. I think, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I can't even honestly remember what I used before that. I feel like it was just going to TerraSwap and then like just pretending like you were going to sell and just seeing how much it was, which is like the wonkiest way to do it. Obviously, like there's no like stats or anything like that to look at. And you guys have a super clean interface and everything works really well. Like, I don't think I've ever like witnessed it not working when I've needed it to. Like, it's always run really smooth and solid. What's it like building something like that? Like, you have a coding background, I assume.
Oh yeah. So I can introduce a bit of myself first. So I'm actually currently still a student studying computer science at the National University of Singapore. So yes, I do coding stuff. And then I was having an internship at the time, and I was like, okay, I have some free time, right? I'm going to just do some charts for Terra since it's missing. And yeah, here we are.
Nice. It's like your 20% project. And now it's 100%. Is this what you do for full time, or you're still in school?
I'm still in school. It's my last semester. But yes, I will be doing this full time. I am doing this full time.
How have the grades gone since you started doing this more and probably school less? I can understand how much time this kind of stuff takes. And I'm just the recorder.
Yeah, that's true. I barely study nowadays.
So what was the community, what led you to want to add more functionality? Or was that, again, just like you for yourself needed a nice place to swap also? Or I assume that's kind of the next logical step. Once you have charting stuff, people are going to want to swap with it.
Yeah, many of our users wanted to swap on it. We have many requests on our Telegram and our Twitter. People are saying like, hey, why not let us swap directly on this side? And then we were like, okay, this might be a good source of revenue, because I think right now for us a big problem is monetization, right? It's not easy to monetize something that we have started freely. So we had the idea, okay, why not? Let's just take, 0.1 UST or 10 cents, right, from every swap that we have on CoinHaul, since it's already a value-added service. And at least we can keep our servers running, we can keep our website running, we wouldn't die of starvation.
Yeah, for real, servers are expensive. I don't know if like normal everyday people that just use like social media and stuff understand that, but like when you host your own site, like that shit adds up, and the more popular you get, the more it adds up. And if you're not able to monetize that, like, yeah, it gets expensive real fast.
Exactly.
So
yeah, I think on top of that, if you got used to going into like initial liquidity offerings on Terra, I don't know if you were pressing like zero backspace on Terra just to see the amount pop up. I don't know if you went through that experience personally.
Oh, yeah.
If we were doing that and it's like they say, hey, we're gonna launch at 10 p.m. and then you end up doing it for like half an hour because they delay the launch. Yeah, when we did up the feature, it was also meant to be in real time. So the price automatically updates whenever, let's say, a new trade comes in or the moment they put in liquidity. So yeah, we wanted to improve the experience as well.
Yeah, I love that. It's definitely, if I'm not recording like two or three spaces at once, if I have a free computer screen, like I always have the Luna chart up there just so I can like look back and just kind of see how it's doing. All my stuff is staked anyway. I don't even know why I look at it. I like looking at it. Like it makes me feel special.
Oh yeah. I understand that. Yeah, I understand that.
You're not alone.
And that adds up pretty quick, I would imagine. Once it gets out there that, you know, swaps are happening, like you can probably support, I would imagine, at least some of the server costs and stuff with that.
Yeah, I mean, we are comfortable enough to afford these servers now. But of course, it's not enough. Like, let's say we want to hire which we want to do, you know, hire developers that can add more features, but that's not enough yet, but at least we're surviving.
I love that that's how it started too, because that's how a lot of these projects seem to start. It's either a meme or it was something somebody needed, so they just made it and then like decided to share it with everybody. That's so great.
Yeah, I agree.
And you guys are doing a sub and swap giveaway. Tell us a little bit about that.
Should I join and go ahead?
Yeah, maybe before we go into the sub and swap, we can talk about our stick to subscribe, because that's where the sub part comes in. So I think to TLDR, basically, instead of doing something like a paid subscription, what users can do is actually stick to our validator, which serves as a subscription, right? So what we are doing is actually build the backbone of our platform, and it will query, like, for example, how much are you sticking to our validator, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 40, and all of this will make the difference, right? So there are some features which are, for example, let's say it's quantity-based stuff like start pairs, stuff like number of price alerts. You are better off staking, for example, 30 versus 40 versus 50, all the way until like 1,000, right? And this is a bit different from, like, let's say, normal subscriptions where, wouldn't say it's lazy, but it's standard, right? That they give you 3 tiers just because it's simple as well and easier to manage. So it's a full spectrum. When you move into a certain threshold, like you cross a tier and that, for example, some features will instead be binary, like it's a turn off, yes or no. But some, if it's quantity based, it'll move up that whole spectrum. So this becomes basically the core of our kind of subscription model, and we are super huge on that, because we think it's kind of a win-win-win for everyone. For us, obviously, when we are maintaining a strong validator node with good performance, we capture the upside of the staking rewards. For the user, you don't come up with new capital. You don't come up with an expense. You don't pay for it for the service. In fact, when you are sticking to a validator, assuming it's in the active set, you get rewards from it, right? And now you get even utility from using the platform operated by the validator, right? And then, of course, for the ecosystem, we are committed to making good decisions. We will vote properly. So I think the ecosystem wins as well. So that's the sub part. So the sub and swap, basically, based on your subscription tier and based on the amount that you swap, which basically is what we are calling our whole swap volume in UST equivalent, you basically stand a chance to get raffle tickets, which we will do a raffle. So for now, there are 7 prize pools. Sponsors include like Apollo, Nexus, TNS, Terrafloki, Loop, White Whale, and an Angel Protocol. So each of these, so for example, let's say you staked 100, right? Based on that subscription tier on your Luna staked with CoinHaul, and the amount swapped for, let's say, Apollo token, you will get X number of raffle tickets, right? And then that you would stand a chance to win Apollo's prize pool. So that's basically how it works. And we are running that from now all the way until the 21st of Jan. So yeah, and we are just super fortunate and very grateful that these other partners in the Terra ecosystem have come on board to support, because we also told them what we are doing with the stick to sub narrative, and they are just very supportive.
I think that's a super intuitive way to do that. You're supporting the ecosystem, which benefits everybody, and the more that everybody benefits, the better off the whole ecosystem will be. And like, you guys have the software, like you're the charts now, you know, like this, it's a big burden, I would imagine, potentially, because now everyone goes to you, right? Like we rely on you to keep all this stuff running. So I think instead of having like your own token and stuff, and maybe that can come in the future, I really like the idea of doing validators, because you're not only, you know, giving back to the ecosystem and furthering decentralization, but like it gives your users a good way to not have to, like you said, pay for something out of pocket when they're going to stake their Luna anyway. Like if they use your service, why not stake some there? And I mean, it's great too that it's not an all or nothing game. Like if you have, you know, 500 Luna or 100 Luna, you can, you know, put it across a few different validators. I also think it's really cool that the rest of the community came together to pitch in on this. Did you develop your own ticket system and stuff, or is this kind of piggybacking off of Terrafloki's ticket system.
Which ticket are you referring to? The raffle tickets?
Yeah, yeah. Like, is that because I just remember Terrafloki was doing some sort of ticketing system to get NFTs and stuff, and that it kind of reminded me of that. So I was curious if you wrote your own to handle this, or if it's piggybacking off of what they were doing.
Nah, it's not. Because that, theirs is a NFT ticket based system, right? Where you have where if you have a ticket, you are guaranteed to be able to mint an NFT. For us, it's different. It's a raffle ticket, and then you know it's like a lucky draw where we choose some winners. So that can be done either off-chain or on-chain. I mean, we're still deciding because we have to do this in a fair manner as well.
Is that a pretty decent hurdle to get over to do something like that on-chain, or is that pretty basic code?
Well, it depends on how we're doing it, but off-chain is much simpler.
Always easy.
It's harder.
Yeah.
It's harder to, you know, show that we are trying to be fair, right?
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, on-chain is definitely the fairer option. It's just we're not sure if that's possible right now. Yeah,
and I'm sure this way will work totally fine. And if, you know, an on-chain solution comes and you guys decide to do that, are you going to like set this up in a DAO sort of system, or are you guys just kind of piloting the ship?
Yeah, we're piloting right now, so we're not sure if this will continue. Although we do want this to hopefully continue, you know, it may be just one of the many sponsorships that we have. So, yeah, I'd like to see this going.
Yeah, that's awesome. They kicked in some nice piles too. Loop's been doing good. Angel Halo's been kind of chilling. Hasn't really dipped too bad since the LBP. Tfloki, yeah. TNS, that's awesome. I got some of that for some UST names that I'm staking. I love all that stuff. I try to not dump my airdrops when I get them because I want to see like what they're going to do. I feel like it's so early. Like, how can you know if it's going to like work out or not? Like, you might as well just stake it, you know?
Yeah, very true. Very early in the game right now.
So was Terra your first ecosystem, or what were you messing around with crypto before you found Terra?
Yeah, so before Terra, I think I was on ETH, but like many ETH users, you know, I got sick of the gas fees there. I mean, paying like $200 for a transaction, a swap. I mean, come on.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how I found out about Terra was through a Reddit thread. You know, I was looking through Reddit and it was like, hey, this coin has good tokenomics. And then I searched it up and I was hooked, right? Because it has real world use case. It has ties with stable coins. Yep. So that's how I found out about Terra. And that's why I moved to Terra.
Nice. Were you doing anything before ETH?
No, I was studying before ETH.
Aaron, any special mentions for any Polygon projects or any stable coin like?
Right, and I was in Titan. I don't know if you heard about Iron Finance.
Oh yeah, you and Mark Cuban.
Yeah, I've got robbed.
Aaron was enjoying the Burj Khalifa all the way up, all the way down.
I did that. I think Hoj was mine. I got in right at the end of February and I blown away by the gas fees. But then when I watched how much it went up, I was like, damn, I guess that makes it totally worth it. So, and then, after that went into BSC and then came to Terra. And obviously like that whole time since like 2017, I had ADA and that was kind of like my go-to bag that I would always kind of stack. And yeah, just probably the last four months ago, I dumped the rest of my ADA bag finally. I was holding out for some NFT artists because they were only there. And I keep like hitting them up on Twitter every time they make a post. I'm like, hey, come to Terra. Come on. We need your art. So I finally got rid of the last of it. Thank goodness. But did you notice, like, were all of these other tokens popping up because of the charting systems and the swaps that you guys created, or was that boom kind of already in progress and then you guys just kind of added to it by giving us this cool functionality and on-site swaps and stuff?
Are you referring to the extremely like unknown tokens there?
Yeah, yeah. Like for a while there, it seemed like there was just a big boom of them, and I guess it's kind of calmed down now a little bit, but it seemed like like right as the swap stuff was rolling out, there was just so many, even like in your Telegram, people were constantly like, how do we get verified? Like, let us verify.
Yeah. That was a tough time for us.
For real.
Severely underhanded, but I think it's because at that time we didn't even have the verified feature, right? So tokens that, because we script tokens directly from the blockchain, if it appears on TerraSwap only TerraSwap at the time, if it appears on TerraSwap, it will appear on CoinHaul. So anybody has a chance, right, to have their tokens show up momentarily under the new tab on CoinHaul, because we didn't yet do the verified system yet. So I think we contributed to that, right? Because every token we just list on CoinHaul as well. And we realized that our viewership for that month really skyrocketed. Like
for real?
5-6 million page views a month, yeah.
I don't think you would particularly like speed up the innovation. but at least what we are providing is for users to not kind of monitor or even trade blind, right? Because without charts, you'll really be trading blind without knowing which ones are the verified pairs. Because, for example, all the small cap ones. So, for example, let's say if you guys were to have launched a like intern token, right? The moment you have talks about it, right? And people know that you want to launch something like that, scams start coming in, right? Suddenly you see, hey, you go to TerraSwap, you see like three different tickers called intern. Right. And then people will be like, oh, which one is it? Right. They start refreshing, and for the average guy who might not even understand how to read this, read the data via, let's say, ETF or even TerraFinder, they wouldn't know which is the right contract, right? They wouldn't know whether liquidity is provided. So I guess what we are trying to do is just reducing and minimizing a bit of information asymmetry. It's like it's kind of free market, right? Everyone who wants to try to go in early, it's fair play, right? The moment you see the first green candle go up, you know it's live, right?
Yeah.
Everyone gets to go in at the same time, right? Rather than like, I don't know, if you're just monitoring TerraSwap, I don't know.
I think it's super important because before that, like you had to really double check. And like you said, if you didn't know about like addresses and stuff, you couldn't really verify. And like my old trick was always to just like, if it was something I was claiming, obviously I would just click through them until the one with the claim showed up in it, because like the ones that have zero, okay, those are clearly not the ones I'm looking for. But most people don't know that, or they don't take the time to do that. So the first one that pops up is generally what they're going to go with. And just coming from other chains, like you saw a lot of people lose a lot of money doing that, especially if the clones were like honeypots and stuff, to where they just couldn't sell. And they're like, oh, this chart is all green, I got to get in. And then they're like, shit, I can't sell, that's why it's all green.
Yep. And I think if you look at the last just 1 year, and even specifically for Terra, just the last 5 months, right, there are a lot of new users.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even until now, I think there are users who might not fully understand the concept of a DEX, so they might not monitor stuff like, oh, price slippage, right? If you see the price impact, you see it's going to be like, for example, 60%.
Yeah.
you know it's going to be trouble, right? So what we even try to do is kind of put adjust the UI and put kind of visual indicators to warn the user, right? Of course, if, I don't know, for whatever reason, it makes sense for you to make that trade, sure, right? But we do at least try to have the user be a bit more cautious, I guess.
Yeah, it's right? It's the tools. Like, if we didn't have the tools, there's nothing we can use when we're doing our onboarding and stuff and reaching out to these new people and teaching them how to use the ecosystem. Like, you guys have created these tools that we can be like, all right, look, this is the market cap, this is the volume, here's the liquid. Like, you got to look at this stuff before you hit that button. As much as you want to just go in and hit that button, like, just take a minute. You'll be thankful you did. And yeah, before, you know, there was nothing to really refer to. I mean, you see their eyes just glaze over when you try to start talking about TerraSwap and stuff, and they just, that's fine, I just need a chart, just show me a chart. So yeah, I think it's super helpful what you guys are doing.
But I think we did face a fair share of struggles also, because and Aaron maybe can add on later, because it's the concept of whether to gate or not. Because of course in the ethos of Web3, you want to make things as kind of available, as transparent, right? People are talking about like censorship resistance, right? But we were facing kind of, there were users who liked that there's a verified function. There were users who didn't, right? Because they're like, why do you not verify like even crappy tokens, right? And of course, when someone launches a scam, they try to feel like bots to come and penetrate your Telegram, or even get mules to try to get you to verify their token. So what we would do is kind of request information from the project and everything. But that's it. Our verification process was actually to verify that this the person creating the contract was the actual we put that as the owner of the project, and we consider that verified, right? And that I think adds like one layer of trust. It's not a guarantee that these guys won't rug pull, right? But we think, okay, at least you know this was the owner, right? In case you see multiple tickers of the same project, right? But we still face backlash because we were like, oh, you verified it means it's not a rug. And yeah, we
that's
kind of
not how
the
it
for
works.
The last, like,
that's yeah, not but, what it means.
I mean, instead of like spending time building, we had to kind of spend time fighting this,
dealing with the FUD.
Like,
Spend time doing our users research, you know?
Yeah, for real. You see that a lot. Like, people want to just have that information spoon-fed to them. And even if, like, you have it typed out, they want you to hand them the link, and then they want you to, like, read it to them and stuff. And obviously not everybody's like that, but I see a lot of people like that in the space. It's like, man, you guys are just throwing around money, and you really have no idea how to sell if you needed to, or any of the basic stuff.
Yeah, at some point we were like, okay, is there more that we can do, right? We've got highlighted words, we've got pop-ups, we've got words in red. We inform you at the point of price impact. It's like, what more can we do, right? Tap your shoulder in your house.
Yeah, I mean, for real. Right? At a certain point, you just have to have, like, I feel like a team of just community mods that deal with that stuff. Because if you guys end up dealing with it, at certain points, like, you'll never get to code again. Like, all your time will just be spent pretty much answering the same questions, you know, over and over again.
Yeah, which is why I'm pretty glad that at least the... I'll call it shitcoin season is over.
Yeah, we're back to NFT season now.
exactly.
Do you have any...
You won't have that issue for now.
For real. Do you have any plans to build some NFT charts?
Oh, yes. We did, actually. But yeah, no concrete plans for now. But I had
some
the
point,
idea of
perhaps?
Running around.
That would be cool.
Sorry?
I said at some point, perhaps. That'd be really cool. Just like a way to visualize the floors and the averages and stuff. Because I feel like the data is probably all there for the most part. It's just a way to get it in and visualize it.
Yeah, but I was thinking, like, if we were to do like candlestick charts, the candlestick would be extremely large, right? Because it's like the floor would be like one luna, the ceiling would be like thousands of lunas. So it's like one big ass candlestick.
You have to like invent a new charting system for NFTs or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
And bring in some swaps.
You could just chart like the floor prices, actually.
Yeah,
maybe that would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, just like floor price over time, and then have like your resolution able to be set on what the time frame is or something. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed.
Hell yeah. How is the validators up and running now, and people can go ahead and start staking to it?
So yeah, our validator, we started it back in the end of December last year.
Oh wow, it's been up for a while then.
Been for a while, yeah. I think it's been like almost a month already, and we are now, I think, almost 30,000 Luna delegations. But I think we need like 100,000 right now to get into the active sets. We are still missing about 70,000 Luna delegations. So yeah, anybody listening, if you have like 70,000 Luna, please stick with us.
Come delegate right here.
Exactly.
We know you made those 70,000 Lunas using these charts, so I mean, it's time to give a little back.
Exactly. Because I think for us, it is our main source of revenue. We want it to be our main source of revenue, because I think it really aligns the incentives, right? The community benefits, we benefit, we can hire more developers, we have more power, we have more resources for our servers even, right?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, the more of that that can happen, the more it's easier to just keep up with this evolution. As we all know, being in this space, like, shit moves real fast. And if you're not keeping up on it, like, you get left behind real quick.
Agree.
So what were you, did you have like something in mind when you were, when you, like, you're almost done with school, you mentioned, was there something in mind that you were like going to go apply for and work at, or was it just something that really interested you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm a typical, you know, CS student where our main dream is to get into Fang, or is it called Manga now, right? So Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, right? Those companies, yeah. So that was, I mean, that was initially my goal as well, but, you know, things change. Now that I have CoinHaul, it's like, I think it's much more fulfilling, right? Instead of being like a cog in a wheel, you know, you have things that you can, for example, you can communicate with your users directly on Telegram. Like, I can have instant feedback about the things that I'm doing, you know, instead of just working on one very small specific part of a very large project. Now I'm working on a very large project and it's like almost the whole thing, I own it, right? So
right.
That's a wonderful feeling.
It's like the most work we'll ever do, but it's probably the most fulfilling work also.
It's extremely fulfilling, yes.
That's awesome. That's cool. You guys sound like you're really into it. I appreciate that kind of passion and stuff when it comes to coding this sort of beast, like what watching it evolve over time and what it's turned into. And the day the connect button showed up was just like, yes, it's happening. It's so cool.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed that day as well.
How was it, like, a huge pain on your end when things like Astroport come into play and LPs and all that? Like, is that, like, a real big hassle, or is it fairly easy to kind of deal with that stuff as it comes online in the code?
The good thing about the DEXs within Terra, like, for example, Astro and Loop, is that they all follow the same, messages as TerraSwap. So since it was already working for TerraSwap, it just requires a little bit of tuning for Astroport, for Loop, you know.
Oh, nice.
So it wasn't that, yeah, it wasn't that large of a change, actually.
That's awesome. And they come to you and say, here's what we're doing. Like, we're going to want to get placement in here. Or is it just something that the code picks up on the blockchain and it's like, oh, hey, there's a new LP or whatever it's called?
So we do work with them. So for example, Astro and Loop, we do ask them, hey, do you have an API that we can get, you know, to get listed assets?
Oh,
that
nice.
You can crawl through. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Is there anything you guys wanted to mention about any upcoming stuff before we wrap this up? I got like two spaces scheduled right after this, so we got to kind of wrap it up here shortly. But yeah, this is awesome. I'm like huge fan of you guys just from using the site and stuff, so I appreciate it.
Hey, no worries. I think I just want to mention one thing regarding, I think there are some criticism towards our stick to sub model, where people were saying that, I think they're saying that it promotes, you know, centralization and promotes people to stick on one particular validator. But I think one argument that we can have right now is that we're actually actively fighting against centralization. I mean, if you look at the top 10 validators, right, how much voting power they have versus how much voting power our validator have is, I mean, the top validator right now has like 25 million Luna delegations, right? And we have like what? 25,000. So a very, very small percentage. So we're actually actively fighting against centralization right now. And yeah, at least with us, you know, you can get benefits from our site. You can have more premium features, you know. Whereas for, I won't mention names, but many of the validators that are in the FT set right now, you don't see them giving back actively to the community. They're just there as a service, right? And they charge the commission, but do they actively give back to the community? I think that's a question that our users can ponder for themselves. Yeah,
I think that would be a fantastic question to have a whole bunch more Twitter spaces on and get somebody in there asking them, because that is true. Like, there's a ton of validators out there. Like, we maybe hear from like a handful of them, like obviously Orbital Command, because they sponsor what Terraspaces is doing here. And you guys now. And then, yeah, you see like Angel, which everybody always loves to delegate a little portion of their bag to, just to help give back and help that cause, which is, I think, is totally awesome. But yeah, it would be really beneficial, I think, to the community overall, and in the vein of decentralization, to kind of have a get together, like even if it's once a month or something, just to be like, all right, here's the top validators. Like, what are we doing? You know, what are we working on? How are we giving back to the community? What are we building? I think that would be really interesting.
Oh, that's an awesome idea, man.
I mean, I can kind of see where they're coming from, but like it's another validator. So that does in itself further decentralization, whether or not a whole bunch of people decide to come stake on it and then you become number one, like that's not here nor there. And if that happens, then I assume that it will be, you know, figured out at that time. But I don't think that's any sort of reason to like dissuade people from delegating. You can't like live your life and make decisions based on what ifs all the time, you know? Like, what if Terra Spaces became the biggest validator? I guess we all better just stop listening. You know, like that's it's a silly argument, but I kind of see where they're coming from. I just don't agree with it.
Yeah, and I think the space is so evolving, right? If you just dial back, like even just maybe months, even a year, when just proof of stake networks and the concept of a validator was not like super familiar with the market, I think you argue, okay, just maintaining a good a validator with uptime, that you get the job done, right? And I think times are different now, because you look, there are a lot of validators, right? There's no lack of it now, especially for popular networks such as Terra, right? I think it's a point where we got to evolve the thinking, where it's like, okay, what's my validator doing for me now, right? Because there's really too little differentiation now. What you're looking at uptime, which we just quickly crunched the numbers. The difference is less than 1% across the number one and number 130th.
Oh, wow.
Set. Everyone's almost 100%.
So we got uptime figured out. No problem. Next problem.
Yeah. Totally. Right. So I think it's just, it's kind of just a thing that users should consider. Right. And through this, the space would evolve. Yeah. I think that's the 2 cents we'll live with.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, if it gets to the point where it becomes that big, then obviously there's a need in the market for it, and it's somebody else will create their own charting service and then come up with a validator, and then you'll have competition, you know? Like, I just don't think that's a good reason just to be like, oh, well, we're not going to stake here because they might become the biggest. Like, that's, yeah.
There'll be like proper product market fit, right? Because now, I mean, you'd argue now with the big validators, it is product market fit for the current market, which didn't have that many validators at first, which didn't have the perception that, hey, actually a validator can and should do more for me, right? So I think it's like after this, and once we push this, hopefully others follow suit. We are actually, in fact, encouraging more validators to come, more validators who want to provide services, add back to the community to follow suit, right? We wrote a Medium article about it. We are encouraging people to follow the same model. Nothing proprietary here, right? And then the market starts finding efficiency again, right? People start voting with their wallet on what services they like and what value adds back to them, right? And then we find a new norm. I think that hopefully is what's going to happen, and people realize this.
I think so. It seems like the logical next step. And I know, granted, not everyone's always logical all the time, but like that, it definitely makes the most sense. I think that's really interesting too, because then it does kind of allow things like Terra Spaces, if we wanted to like set up a validator and try to become a little more sustainable that way, while giving back to the community would be all of this awesome content that we put out and spaces that we record. I think there's just a lot of potential for that kind of stuff overall in the ecosystem, whether it be doing lossless pylon pools or partnering with Angel Protocol and doing endowments that way. Like, there's just a lot of good choices like that. And I think, you know, having Anchor and Angel and these other big protocols as the backbone, like, you need a good charting service as well. Like, that's just it's part of the ecosystem. And I think it's really cool that you guys needed it, you built it, and like, here it is, and now you're evolving it. Like, it's a great story.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying this. Hope we continue to build up more feature sets and value add back to the community as well. We are really super early still. It's a long journey ahead, and we definitely hope to do more. Expand past Terra as well.
That interests me a lot because UST is potential to be, you know, cross-chain with all of these other blockchains and ecosystems, and that's good for Luna, which is good for the ecosystem overall. So I think, I know a lot of people would hate on it because there's a lot of maxis in the ecosystem, but I think that overall for the health of the ecosystem, like, it would be super beneficial to start adding like these different chains and their tokens and stuff like that on it. I like the cross-chain stuff. We try to do our part just recording Voyager spaces and stuff, because Voyager, even though it doesn't really have much to do with Terra, like, they're a huge onboarder because they're like a super easy app for older people to use, even older than me. Like, and I feel like, you know, the more of that information we can get, like, and redistribute out to these different communities, like, it helps Terra grow overall, and then it gets more people into this crypto stuff, which is, you know, what we want to do anyway.
Actually, here's a question for you. Do you like use any of the IBC stuff, like, for example, Osmo or
Secret? Was the latest one that I started looking into, and only because I had a chat with the guys from Jackal DAO. They're making a DAO and some file system software that's like Secret oriented. So that really caught my interest. But other than that, like, I haven't really had a chance to get into more of this. I'm still trying to like get my Nexus and mind bag sorted out and then just keep on top of all this audio. But I do like watch what their spaces are. And if there's one that I look that seems super interesting or relevant to onboarding and stuff, I'll definitely try and catch it.
Ah, that's interesting. I just wanted to find out like, if there was one place where, you know, really the IBC that CoinHall can expand to, yeah, I just wanted to know like which chain would be our first, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good question. I will pose that to the interns because I know they mess around with a lot more of that stuff than I do. I literally wake up and edit audio till it's time for bed. I love it though. I love it for sure. Well, cool, man. Yeah. Aaron and Joseph, CoinHall.org. I definitely appreciate you guys making some time to come and chat with us. Looking forward to what you further develop on the site and everything. And yeah, it's definitely, I think, at least for me and everyone I hang out with, it's like a cornerstone of the system now. So we appreciate it.
No, thanks so much for having us on. And we appreciate you too as well for doing the education. Myself, I do listen to the podcast. So please carry on. And yep, kudos to you guys.
Hell yeah. Definitely appreciate that. Check them out, coinhall.org. And yeah, get all everything you need ready to perhaps win a raffle. I think that's super awesome. Help those guys out, delegate to the validator they got set up there. All right. Well, I don't want to take up too much more of y'all's time. It's been a pleasure. It looks like we got the parts for the charting system in the ship all fixed. I'm going to make my way back to the ship and hopefully Lootbot didn't sell all my weed and burn the ship down again. You guys have a great day. Thank you. I definitely appreciate the help. If you enjoy listening to these conversations I have while I'm exploring the galaxy, you can tune into the signal yourself. We bounce it right back down to Earth when we get a chance over on terraspaces.org from the beautiful, beautiful buildings over at Intern Capital. These beautiful buildings are sponsored by Luart and Orbital Command. Definitely check them out. We appreciate their support for the stuff we're building here. Luart.io and OrbitalCommand.io. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Rolling down the street in my 6'4". I never had a 6'4". A kid can wish though. I snapped a wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopiness of weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to write home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bapping rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a miracle. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise under super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark. Now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark, now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark, now believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
bitches trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present. Trying to stake a claim, just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kind of running out of land here. Living in the day of the dead and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat. A little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. Seven time and space while the wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer, it might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say the shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say the shit is do or die.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. We'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Channel Spaces.